This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The American economy, small business is the American economy. The business of America is small business. And I welcome Gene Marks. He is a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as distinguished publications in America, starting with the Philadelphia Inquirer. He travels the country talking to small business in the time of the recovery. And we have news in all directions, but I want to start with Las Vegas because Gene often travels to Las Vegas for association meetings, and he watches the foot traffic at Las Vegas, the convention traffic at Las Vegas, to measure how the country is doing. Gene, the numbers now say visitor traffic compared to 2019 is down 4%, and convention traffic compared to 2019 before the pandemic is down 30%. Does that connect to the larger economy waiting for a recession? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Yeah, 30% convention traffic down compared to what it was the same period pre-COVID, which is that it's an enormous number. And I go to Vegas, John, you know, frequently, as you know. This year I've been a number of times. Anecdotally, it seems like traffic is down a bit. There's less visitors. But I mean, again, that's anecdotal. I didn't see a 30% decrease. There's still plenty of activity and everything seems pretty busy, but okay. You know, I mean, Vegas itself is still in recovery, and so is the market, you know, for meetings and conferences. Vegas is struggling to attract workers because airfares are so much higher now for people attending conferences, and the costs of travel have gone up so much. I mean, hotel rates are also up, as well as restaurants and entertaining. It's becoming an expensive business to go on these trips, and I think a lot of companies are cutting back on doing that. You know, most of the meetings that I'm at have seen, you know, similar numbers that they've seen in years past. Some of them have been reporting a decline. But we are seeing, you know, people opt to not go to some of these meetings and instead choose online options, which are very much available for them to do. And one final thing, John, is, you know, Vegas is great and all, but there is a lot of competition. So, you know, we're looking at Vegas traffic being down, but I know New Orleans, Orlando, Dallas, you know, those areas where a lot of people go for conferences, they seem to have been very busy so far this year, and maybe they're pulling away traffic from Vegas.
Waiting for the recession. That's a theme now for several months because of the expectation of the economists on Wall Street. I believe it's something like 99% say we're going to have a recession in the next and then fill in the blank, 6 months, 8 months, 9 months. And yet, this is the Wall Street Journal reporting in these last hours. U.S. employers added a seasonally adjusted 339,000 jobs in May. The expected number from the economists was 195. The prior 2 months' payrolls at the same time were revised up by nearly 100,000. These are surprising numbers given the always waiting for recession. Gene, we're hiring, we're taking jobs, we're growing, and at the same time, we're expecting a recession. Does this make sense to you? Can you sort it out for us?
Where is this recession, John? Where is it? Well, There are some industries that are struggling right now. We know that manufacturing is the demand is down. We know that certain reports from the manufacturing industry across the board, including the ISM, the Institute of Supply Managers, reported again that their manufacturing index has decreased. I mean, it's now, you know, it's something like 6-7 months in a row where they've seen decreases in manufacturing demand. The technology industry, we also know, people that are in that business have been struggling because of the higher cost of capital. But, you know, John, you know, other industries have been doing pretty darn good. I mean, you know, when I look at the services industry, that same Institute of Supply Management has reported another month. It's been something like 10 months of consecutive growth for service providers. That's commercial and residential service providers, anything from landscapers to home health workers. You know, certain industries like retail and restaurants, hospitality has also been growing. They're the ones really adding jobs. You know, John, I'm talking to you now from the Jersey Shore, and you know, I ride my bike down the boardwalk to Atlantic City a few times a week. And when I ride there, I mean, John, it's busy on that boardwalk. People are out and about. You know, all of the shops on the boardwalk are full. A lot of people, these small business owners that are there, are hunting for employees and summer workers. There's a lot of robustness going on in the economy right now because people still have money to spend. and they are spending it. Now, we've been getting warnings from some of the biggest companies, the biggest retailers in the country, the CEOs of Walmart and Macy's just recently are warning of pullback in consumer spending, but we ain't seen it yet. So people are out there and doing their thing. I'm expecting the summer months are going to continue to be strong. And I'm surprised, just as you are as well, but the American consumer is resilient.
In addition, there is demand for workers. The report is that 44% of all owners reported job openings they could not fill. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is saying the job openings increased after several months of decreasing, increased to 10.1 million. So though we add jobs every month, there are more jobs to be had out there, and people are still finding the same problem we had before the pandemic. We can't find enough workers for the country.
I was at a client just this past week who I've written about before as well, and they're based in outside of Philadelphia, and they are a manufacturing company, so they've seen a decline in demand. They're not panic stricken. But they have three open jobs right now for three, middle management, quality assurance, quality control, production management out there. And those jobs, one of them was just added recently. Just because we have a lot of job openings, though, I want to be clear, doesn't mean that these business owners are just going to hire anybody that comes walking through the door. They have the needs and they're out there and they're willing to talk to people and they're willing to spend and invest and hire in the right person, the right talent that they think can make, can help them grow their business. But I just don't want people to be, thinking that just because there's job openings out there, that means that those openings are just automatically filled by anybody that shows up. It's not the case. The good news is, though, is that businesses are still positive enough to be saying, if I find the right person, we're going to hire them. And I'm seeing that with many of my clients.
Why Gene and I are spending so much time with the jobs number and not just celebrating it is there is the logic that the Federal Reserve is watching this jobs number. The Federal Reserve wants to see results from its 10 hikes since the spring of 22 to the present five and a quarter. If it sees the job moderation, it will back off from hiking. The talk, and it's only talk, the Federal Reserve meets mid-month, is that they were going to pause for the next meeting, June. But then again, the talk turned to 60% of the smart people on Wall Street saying, no, they're going to hike because we have core inflation that's not solved. And then again, within the last 24 hours, I'm certain I read, no, we're back to pause. However, this number today is so large and such a surprise, Gene, we can expect we'll be back on hike, pause, for the next 2 weeks, which is very important for small businesses because they depend upon borrowed money. Do I have that logic correct?
They do. The headache that the Federal Reserve is trying to deal with right now, John, is this. The M2 money supply, which is the supply of cash and currency and cash reserves that are in the economy, has been elevated. But the good news is because of their interest rate hikes, the Federal Reserve over the past year have managed to decrease that money supply. It used to be like $21.6 billion, and now it's down to under $20.7 billion, which is, that's good. It's coming down. The problem is that even at $20.7 billion, it is still $5 to $6 billion higher than what it was before COVID. And because of that, the Federal Reserve itself has got a big conundrum right now. The supply of money itself is not coming down fast enough. There is still a lot of money circulating in the system, still from the COVID payments, still from the all the spending bills that happened in 2020, 2021, and 2022. And so if the economy heats up too much, adding these jobs, all that, it creates a bigger demand for money, but the money comes circulating in the system, and that puts pressure on inflation. So the Federal Reserve has got to maintain interest rates at their level that they're at now. They might even increase them until they feel comfortable that the supply of money is coming down where it's more under control. So if you're running a small business right now, you really have to prepare yourself for the fact that interest rates are going to remain elevated. And right now, the prime rate is about 8.5%, which means that if you're borrowing money from a bank, if you're a small or mid-sized company, you're paying 10, 11, 12% for loans. that's going to be reality for the foreseeable future, like the next year. So you have to make sure you're prepared for that.
The business of America is small business. Gene Marks is a small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, the UK edition, the US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications, including the Washington Times. And when we come back, Gene has some grim and necessary facts about taxes forthcoming. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.